Hello, hello, and welcome, 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 guys. Welcome back to our second episode of Go Creator Go. This is the podcast where we talk to Christian creatives and profile their amazing gifts and also just give God the glory for these amazing gifts that he's blessed us with and talk about how this realm of creativity is actually biblical and is Christ-centered. I'm your host, I'm Antoine Bean, and I thank you guys so much for being a part of this. You guys are just amazing. Thank you so much. We've been getting tons of support over the podcast, and people have been sending email. People have been contacting us on Facebook, on social media. So we just want to thank y'all for just jumping on board here and really grabbing onto this vision. So I thank God for it. This is something that it took some serious warfare to birth out. And, you know, God is good. It just shows you the level of warfare that you deal with, the level of blessing that you receive. So I just thank God for it. And he gets all the glory, for real, for real. So again, my name is Antoine Bean. I am a creative person. I'm a Christian person. I am a veteran of media and entertainment and music. And I've been doing the business for a while now, and still am doing it with Triumph Media Works here in Memphis, Tennessee. And I just want to create a platform for creative believers and just show the world how amazing God is with creativity. You know, the enemy isn't the only person that can make good entertaining stuff. You know, people think that you have to be, you know, almost non-Christian. You basically have to be non-Christian to make creative things. And that's just not the truth at all. The devil is a liar. It has nothing to do with that. You know, God is the one who creates everything. He creates all of these gifts that we have. And unfortunately, there are a lot of talented, creative people who just pervert their gifts. And, Go Creator Go, we talk about that. We really address those situations head on and talk about how the Christian creative is a force to be reckoned with. Despite what the world may say, there are some incredible Christian creative people out there who can run circles around a lot of these worldly individuals. And don't get me wrong, ain't no shade on them. I just, you know, they're just not playing for the right team. And so we want to pray for them and bring them in. Amen. So, yeah. So being a Christian creator is, like I said, not easy. It's definitely something that you as a believer probably know all too well about. You know, the warfare is real. And being a Christian creative is not an easy journey to make. It's not an easy journey to take. And it definitely has its challenges. And a lot of times it leaves you questioning your gift as a whole. Like, God, are you sure this is what, are you sure this is what I'm called to do? Because, man, I'm not seeing anything happening with this thing. I'm seeing people in the world out there, though. They killing the game right now. But I don't understand, you know, why is this happening? But, you know, the truth of the matter is that you are born to be creative. You're actually designed to be creative, and God has made it biblical to create. You know, we talked about in our last episode how you are designed by God for a purpose. Part of the purpose of why you've been designed is for your creative gifts to go forth in the world, for his kingdom and for his glory, and to move his kingdom forward in the hearts of men, in the hearts of the workplace that you may be working in, or even the field that you are an entrepreneur in, that you have been called to make a difference in with your gift, whether it be arts and entertainment as far as movies or TV or writing books, whether it be singing, whether it be producing, making tracks, making beats, whether it be even in the area of corporate America, you know, that's a gifting as well. There's a gifting with finances. There's a gifting with bookkeeping. There's a gifting with office management. There's a gifting with personal management. And there's a gifting with doing the stock exchange. There's a gifting with fixing cars. There's a mechanical gifting. There's giftings in computer programming. There's gifting in building and construction. There are giftings in designing clothes, there's gifting in makeup and hair. So those, all of those are giftings that could literally turn people's hearts to Christ. Every single thing can be used for that purpose and to bring his glory to those lives of those, to the lives of those people that you reach, those clients that you reach, the people that may be watching just to observe your work and they can't believe how amazing it looks. You know, we see it all the time with paintings. You know, we see paintings that are done and people literally just stop in their tracks and they just look at it. And they're like, this is so amazing that their hearts are touched. Their spirit is moved and they don't even realize why. It's because they see, and they can't explain it, but the truth is that's God operating in the gift of what they're doing. You know, when you see a painting that's just so exquisite, it's just so beautiful, it just blows your mind. You just can't put your hands on it. Or why you just got to keep looking at this, why I'm drawn to look at this portrait, or why I'm drawn to listen to this song, why am I drawn to watch these movies, these types of films. You know, it could be, you know, some, you know, love stories are a perfect example of that. You know, when you look at a story like The Notebook or a movie like Love Jones or something like that, you know, people tend to say, man, these movies are just, they're just done, it's written well, it's just done well. You know, it's the way that it's, the camera looks and the color and the perspective, and it's just a beautiful picture. You know, I just love how this movie works. Sometimes people cry over these movies. You know, Color Purple is a perfect example of that. You know, that's one of those movies that everybody knows the lines to. Everybody cries on the same parts. You know, it just moves the heart of people who watch and engage from this creative effort, right? And that's exactly what creativity is designed to do when it's from the Lord. It is designed to touch the hearts of people, and it's geared to touch people's hearts, to push them towards them, to him, to point that he's the reason why this is what it is. I pray that by you listening to this, that you are getting confirmation of your gifts assignment, and that your gift's assignment is to glorify the kingdom of God. You know, whether you are a painter, whether you are a school teacher, whether you are a archaeologist, if you are an architect, whether you are a painter, if you write books, if you're an author, if you are a public speaker, if you are a designer, and if you have a heart for Christ, and you have not dedicated your gift back to the Lord, you really should. I guarantee you it will change your life. You know, the Bible talks about our gifts makes room for us to put us before great men. Amen. So it's not just about making the connections and taking us to a higher place financially, but spiritually it can take you miles and miles ahead and open up doors of favor that money can't even reach. You know, I'm living witness of that myself. I've been in positions where just simply because I put God in it first, I gave God the glory on the things that I do, it put me before certain people and it put me before great men to where they may see my good works and praise God in heaven. People who don't even believe in God have given, I would say, you know, well, God gives the glory for that. He's like, amen. And they're not even believers. But it definitely, you know, it raises the conversation. I've had, you know, corporate executives in the entertainment industry ask me, you know, what is it about you and talking about Jesus all the time? You know, when you, you know, do your work, you always give him credit. Like, why you do that? And it opens up a conversation. And that conversation could end up being something like, you know, well, why don't we talk about this further? And the next thing you know, someone's giving their life to the Lord. You know, that's the whole point of it. You know, it's the idea of recognizing that God gets the glory in everything we do. You know, in all things, we give God the glory, right? And we do things with all of our heart and with all our soul. And we really give him what's due him. We seek him first. Matthew 6:33, seek him first. Seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. Well, favor, blessing, you can throw prosperity in there. That's part of the promise that we get. There should never be such things as a broke creative. They shouldn't. It should never be a broke creative, because, you know, with your creativity, it opens the doors for favor. And if you're in the doors of favor are open, that means there's an open heaven over you, you know. So that's a whole nother podcast. That's a whole nother teaching right there. So, you know, the idea of having favor is something that you should never be without when you have God's favor. When God smiles on you, you lack no good thing, no good thing. So, you know, because all things come from above anyway. They come from the Lord. Every good and perfect thing comes from God. So if you recognize that, I pray that strengthened your faith in knowing that. And not only in knowing that, but believing that God will do everything that book says, the book of the Bible says that he will do, because he doesn't go against his word. All those things that I just said are in the word of God, and they apply to creative people. Whether you're in the entertainment industry, whether you are if you're a painter, a sculptor, he's no respecter of a person. God really does love his kids, and he loves his kids who love him. And that relationship is everything. It's everything to God. So build your relationship with the Lord, and he will take care of you. Amen. 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 So, you know, I pray that this podcast is blessing you. We have several more coming up this season, and we're going to be talking to various people of different walks of life and their creativity. Some people that we're going to talk to in beauty and fashion. Some people we're going to talk to that write books. Some people that we're doing, some songwriters and some very creative individuals, and how they how they discover their gift. You know, discovery is everything. Creativity brings forth discovery. You know, when you discover who you are, nothing really can stop you. Nothing on earth can stop you when you know who you are. And knowing who you are is knowing who you are in God. And knowing who you are in God just makes you just a better person all the way around. And the creativity, that just adds to it. Amen. So when you know that you are walking in God and you're effective in the Lord, man, there's nothing that could stop you, you know, and having that confidence and assurance of the relationship that you have with God by spending time with him in prayer. And like I said, utilizing your creativity, create as you pray, you know, paint as you pray, write as you pray, you know, sing as you pray, design as you pray, you know, just incorporate the Lord in your creativity. Find a time of the day. Sometimes, you know, a lot of people would be traditional people will say you should get up early in the morning, 5 a.m., you know, and put your worship music on and go ahead and start drawing or start writing or whatever. If that's what works for you, amen. Go for it. But find a time that you can create with the Lord. Hear his voice. You know, the Bible talks about him being a good shepherd. You know, we hear his voice, and the voice of a stranger we don't follow. You know, the reason that is because when we have our relationships, you know, there are certain voices in our lives that when we hear them, we automatically perk up because we know who's in the room. You know, my parents are loving people. They're amazing individuals. And when I was a kid and I would hear my mom walk in the room from coming in from work, I would hear those keys and I'd hear her voice, that I would just, my heart would race because I know that my mom's home. You know, when my dad would come home, you know, he would come to the house and I'd hear his keys jingle. I'd hear his voice. Hey, what y'all doing back there? It just, my heart would race because I would just get up and just run to my dad. So that's exactly the same way that the Father wants us. God wants us to be with him, you know, like little children. We are anticipating the return of our Father, anticipating, you know, our Father to be with us. So having that relationship with him changes everything. It takes it to a whole nother level of your creativity, because by him being in the mix of it, it's inspirational. And when you're inspired, you discover and you realize things about you and your gift that you had no idea you even had, no idea you even could do. Like, wow, that's really cool. I never thought I can really pull that off, you know, to put those colors together or make these songs flow and, you know, make these lyrics flow like this or put that beat with this. And, man, that's tight. You know, just, man, I just give God the glory. boom, there it is. You know, so it, mission accomplished, right? So that's what it's all about. It's about exercising our relationships with the Lord and just showing how Him in our lives just makes life as a whole and everything that we touch a gajillion times better, right? Amen. Well, guys, we're going to take a quick break real quick. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you about the ultimate creator, who is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and how, you know, He is a creator and how the ultimate creator, God, He's the greatest, who is His greatest creation, which is, well, I ain't gonna tell you, I ain't gonna give it away. Well, spoiler alert, it's us. We're gonna talk about God being the ultimate creator, who His greatest creation is, and how He made us to be creative for Him. We'll be back. Antoine here with Go Creator Go. Thank y'all so much. And we're back. We are back. Welcome back to Go Creator Go, guys. So God is the ultimate creator. He is the ultimate creator. He created heaven and earth. He created the clouds. He created the mountains. He created all the oceans. He created all of the land. He created all the people. He created the birds, the fish, the air. He created everything in the world. Amen. And not only did He make the earth, but He also had the power to do it. That the power being the authority. So He had the authority to carry it out, and He had the knowledge necessary to do it perfectly, right? Because He is God, right? So as the ultimate creator, God made the earth through a supernatural power that is established on the level of wisdom that is far beyond our one-dimensional thinking. So we can't even come up with ideas of that. That's why it kind of blows my mind a little bit how people, i.e., you know, non-believing science folks, can say that there's no God. But you can't prove that He doesn't exist. You can't. Scientifically, you can't even prove that He doesn't exist. But you can't explain how everything got here either. But you just know in your gut that it's not Him. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. So, you know, God's ways as He flows and operates are higher than our ways. And His thoughts, His level of thinking is higher than ours. You know, that's up from Isaiah. So when you think about just how God physically made the earth, according to Genesis chapter 1, is mind-blowing. You know, the verse says, by God's understanding and skill, He stretched out the heavens. Other versions say that God stretched out the heavens by His discretion. You know, discretion is defined as freedom to decide what should be done in a particular situation. So He already accounted for the things that the earth would endure when He created the earth. Isn't that amazing? So that goes into what He said about even before you know, you were in your mother's womb. I knew you when he said that to Jeremiah, you know. And so the idea is he created this place, Earth, already in mind with the things that we would deal with, whether it be population, whether it be, you know, the environment, whether it be, you know, people living on the beach, and he designed the coastline to be a certain way. He actually already had that in mind when people, when he was creating Earth before people even came into existence. God does, he creates as he sees fit because he's sovereign. You know, we hear that all the time, our sovereign God. You know, he doesn't have to answer to anybody. He's his own person. He's his own individual. You know, he stands outside of all of this, and he makes the decisions because he has creative power, and he has the ability to do it, and he has the capacity, i.e. the wisdom, to execute and to carry it out, you know. And he also has the will and discretion to pull it off. You know, it's one thing to be able to say you can do something, but to have the power to be able to carry out what you say, that is where, you know, the truth comes in. You know, it's you know, you can tell somebody that let's say you go to another nation, you visit another country, and it's a small country, so you have the chance of meeting the prime minister of this country, and you're sitting there with the prime minister, and you say something to him that could offend him. You're right, and you say something, and you're offending him, and not only is he offended, he threatens to literally, like, hey, I could put you in jail for what you just said. And you're like, no, you can't put me in jail. I can say what I want to say. Well, not necessarily here you can't, because according to the laws of his land, he says that you can't say and address him in a certain way. But yet you do. Then he can actually literally put you in jail at that moment, if that's what the law of the land says. That means that he not only has the authority, but he has the ability to carry out what he says his law can do right there on the spot. So that's exactly how, you know, the Lord operates. He has the ability to initiate what he says he can do. That's what makes him God, right? Amen. 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 So he's sovereign, you know. He also, like I said, he has a will to pull it off and to do it at his discretion. But when it comes to your creativity, you may be operating in your power, but is that what you're creating, being established by wisdom? Is it being established by godly wisdom? Or are the things that you're creating being built with godly understanding and discretion? You know, like it's one thing to be able to create things, but do you have, what is the foundation of what you're creating? Is this for you? Is this for you to get famous? Is this for you to be known? Is this for you to be successful? Especially if you're a believer. Like, I can see if you're not a believer and, you know, like most people, you know, I mean, I've been there. I was in the industry of entertainment before I was saved. And there were things that I would write or concepts that I would come up with. And the first thing I would say is, yeah, when I get this, I'll definitely get the promotion that I want. Oh, yeah, I'll definitely get the money that I'm after doing this. You know, or I would definitely get the favor of who I wanted to get the favor from. You know, I definitely get the favor from the production company by doing this project well, you know. And that's all. And in some cases, that is great, because the Bible talks about that we should, you know, work unto our supervisors and unto our bosses, the people that are over us in the business, in the workplace. We should work under them. We should work with them as unto God. We should honor them, you know, and respect their positions of authority. We should do that. But the foundation of what we're doing it for is not right in our hearts, right? We're doing it for money. We're doing it for fame. We're doing it to get clout. We're doing it to shine brighter than all the other coworkers. We're doing it for pride. We're doing it for ego. And that's just not God. That's just not the order that we should be doing these things. You know, we do not have the ability to stretch the heavens literally, but we don't have those abilities that God has. But God may have given us the ability to stretch out heaven by ushering in the presence of the things that we are gifted to do by putting him first in it, by giving him the glory in what we do. For example, you know, there are some gospel artists, singers, that at one time were secular artists, or they may have written songs for secular artists or played for secular artists. That gifting and anointing was still there. Just because they're singing gospel now or doing gospel now doesn't mean that it's now all of a sudden more anointed. It was already anointed. He's just using it. The foundation is in a good place. His heart is in a better place than it was before. So the impact is going to be greater because God is going to breathe on that because of his devotion and gifting, of his gifting back to the Lord. You know, his according to your faith, remember, it'll be done unto you. So if your faith is good, if your heart is good, and you are found and your foundation is good in it, then God is going to honor that because you're seeking him first. Because he rewards those who diligently seek him, who earnestly seek him, you know, as from Hebrews 11. So, yeah, so that's how that is. So God gives us the ability to touch the hearts of people. He'll breathe on it, and then he'll stretch out heaven through your song. He'll make nations weep in godly repentance or paint portraits. You can paint portraits which raise godly consciousness, you know. Or you can even make food that satisfies the appetites of millions. Or balance people's accounting budgets with godly insight that blows away other competition. You know, that you can actually be gifted in administration. It's like, wow, I've never seen anybody organize an office this efficiently. Like we've had you know, they can tell you we've had other people come in here and work this office and do this job, but it's something about how you did it. It really works. It just really works. So yeah, it just blows away the minds of the people that you service, you know. But either way, God supplies us with the same creative power. He gives us the same power that he has just on a scale that works through the gift that we're functioning in. You know, the key verse here, the key in this verse is wisdom. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 8:22-31 that wisdom is present before and during the formation of the world as the craftsman at his side. You know, whenever godly creativity is in motion, wisdom is always present. That comes from in God, and that is also in you. Anytime God is using you in your creativity, you will notice that your insight is totally peaked to where when you start creating, you're like, yeah, I can do this. I can put this over here. I can draw this here, or I can place this piece over there. And it literally will look genius of how you did it and the effectiveness of your doing it and how it just works, whether it be administrative, whether it be writing a song, how you make the verse flow into the chorus, how you make the chorus flow into the solo, how you make the solo go back to the refrain and the chorus. You know, it's just amazing, you know, song structure, as it were. You know, even with writing a book, you can write the outline and come up with a concept, create your characters, and develop the story, you know. And people are like, that is incredible how you intricately put that together so effortlessly. That is the wisdom of God being present. The X factor is that it can set you apart from other creators. You know, that's the idea of having godly wisdom. You know, King Solomon was a perfect example of this. You know, by asking for wisdom and not wealth or the death of his enemies or just something, you know, personal, something that you know, something that's kind of a selfish ask, I guess, by him asking for something that could benefit and sacrifice himself for the good of the people he was leading, which were the people of Israel at the time, God made him the wisest, wealthiest, and most powerful king in history. In history, over any king out there. He said, "You, I will make you more wise, and I will give you more riches and wealth than any king on earth. And that is here with you now or ever will be." That, I mean, think about that. Nobody has been able to match the level of thought of wisdom that King Solomon has, to the point to where even today people are utilizing his concepts to write books, business strategies, be presidents, world leaders, spiritual leaders, social media developers, social media influencers, business moguls, entertainers. A lot of them swear by the principles of Solomon, you know? So the wisdom just resonates, right? And that was thousands of years ago. So it's something to think about. Wisdom is eternal, and the gifting of creativity is eternal. You know, creativity is constantly, even though it's changing, it's always eternal. It has eternal implications. You could create a painting now that literally could stay in a museum and outlive you, your grandkids, and your great-grandkids, and people will still marvel at how great it is. Why? Because it's rooted and anointed in God, in the creativity of the Lord. That's how eternal godly wisdom and beauty and creativity can be. It is amazing. It's amazing. Now, Solomon got that wisdom by having the relationship with God. Now, don't get it twisted. He did not just ask randomly. He had a relationship with him. He was praying with him. I mean, after all, he was David's son. So, you know, you can't not be, you know, that close to your dad, because he was close to his father. So you can't be that close to your dad and not be, you know, a believer. So David, being a wise father, poured into his son and gave him the wisdom and understanding of God. And having that wisdom and understanding with God at an early age brought forth the relationship that he has with the Lord. And then having that relationship that he had with the Lord, and knowing when to sow, knowing when to reap, knowing when to pray, knowing how to humble yourself and ask, you know, seek godly wisdom and counsel to lead God's people. By him doing that, you know, it just opened up an entire another realm for him. You know, a lot of believers, I'm going to mess up some people's theology right now, but you always hear about a lot of theologians, they'll say, well, the reason why God blessed him with, you know, being the richest ruler and having all this wisdom is because he sold $1,000. He sold 1,000. He killed off 1,000 sheep on the altar. He sacrificed 1,000 sheep on the altar. Well, no, he didn't sacrifice it, first of all. First, you got to understand that Solomon was a king. You know, Israel was not short of money. So that's the first thing. He wanted to honor God. He had a heart to love the Lord so much that he just wanted to just give it all to him. It wasn't the amount. It was the obedience. It wasn't the amount. He could have put 20 of them on there. I really still believe he would have still came to him and asked him, what do you want? And the main reason why I believe that God came, this is me, the main reason why I believe God came to Solomon and asked what did he want when he asked for wisdom wasn't because he did 1,000 offerings. It was because he was David's son. And he made a promise to David that he would always have a king on the throne. There will always be a son of David on the throne of Israel. And when David had passed away earlier before in several verses, several chapters back, and Solomon established himself as king, God showed up. It just so happens that he showed a blessed offering to the Lord and was like, you know what? I just want to love on my God. So I'm just going to do this. But I don't believe that, because if that's the case, then that means that God can be purchased with a price. So God is not moved by 1,000 offerings or 5 offerings. He's moved by our obedience and his faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's from Hebrews 11. So that's just my personal opinion. I believe that he had a heart for him, and his heart for obedience and his heart to of faith moved the heart of God. And he showed up and he said, what is it that you would like? Because anytime you're in a relationship, and my married listeners can attest to this, anytime you're in a relationship and you are just you know, loving on your wife and you love on your husband and you just spoil that person with love and attention and affection and you just give them all your time and you just smiling and cooing in their face and just giving them all the love in the world, the first thing they're going to ask, they're going to be like, what you want? What you want? What you want me to give you? And they have no hesitation with giving it to you either. Why? Because that relationship is established. That love is there. That compassion is there. That joy is there. And they just love you because not because you're loving them back, but because you have a heart to love. You have the heart of God. And the heart of God will always attract love. It will always attract love. And your creativity attracts love. It attracts the heart of God because it's rooted in love of creativity. It's rooted in the love of wanting to be expressive through what you do and just give God the honor and the glory in what you're doing. He will show up, period. He will show up. You know, just it's just amazing. It's just amazing. And you too could not only have not just the blessing of Solomon, but not necessarily the exact same one, because he said that he would only give him that. But he would definitely open up the door for a blessing for you, I believe, you know, for sharing that same humility and obedience and that love. I really believe that God will actually breathe on something that you have a heart for. And who knows? You know, you're like, man, 3 months ago, I couldn't give away these T-shirts that I was designing. Now they're just everywhere because, you know, I just gave my heart to the Lord on it. I just gave the company to the Lord and said, Lord, I just want you to breathe on this. I love you and I'm making this for you. And boom, here it is. So you just never know. So it's our faith that moves his heart. Amen. So remember to have wisdom in your faith, to utilize what God gives you. You know, because and wisdom can be easily attained. We can totally get wisdom, creators. We can totally have it. You know, James 1:5, this is the Amplified version. I'm going to read this. This is from James 1, chapter 1, verse 5 in the Amplified. It says, if any of you lack wisdom to guide you through a decision or circumstance, he is to ask our benevolent God, who gives to everyone generously and without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him. Humble yourself and get godly wisdom, you know? So, yeah, just humble yourself and ask. You just ask and it will be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Seek God and ask for the wisdom. He will bless you with that because he knows that by you utilizing that godly power of wisdom, that he's going to pour it on you and you're going to be able to utilize that in the gifts that he's given you. You're falling right in line with what he wants you to do with your creativity anyway. Amen. You are going to have success, much success. It's going to be incredible. And I know that you are going to be that creator with godly power and wisdom and discretion to allow God to open new levels of creativity in you that can change your world and move his kingdom forward. Amen. 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 So, guys, I thank y'all so much. I thank y'all so much. This is the end of our second episode. And I thank y'all so much for, you know, sticking around and listening to us. And follow us on social media, guys. We're on Facebook at Go Creator Go. And we're about to launch on IG. And pretty soon the website should be up very soon. Hopefully, by the time the third or fourth episode airs, we will definitely have that website going. Hopefully you guys will follow us on social media and stay up to date with us because we're going to actually put some insight on there through the week as well. Not just on the show, Go Creator Go, is we're looking for this to be a movement, a whole movement with this, not just a podcast, not just a group on Facebook, but we really want to expand this and make this something that it's where creatives gather. Amen. We want godly creatives to gather here and just get filled and hear what the Lord has to say concerning them and concerning creative people and concerning the hearts of creative individuals, right? So we want you guys to just get everything you need. So, guys, thank you so much. I'm going to pray us out, and then we can go ahead and wrap this up. But thank you guys so much for listening to us today. So, God, we thank you, Father. We know that you have all power and all wisdom and authority, and you have given us access to it, Father. Father, thank you, God, that your ways and thoughts are higher than our ways. And that whenever you, Father, bless us with our godly creativity, when we put that godly creativity in motion, Father, we know that your wisdom is present. Father, we ask, God, we humbly ask that, Father, you bless us with your wisdom in our creativity, in our gifts, and, Father, in our relationship with you, and wisdom as we be a blessing to your people and interact with your people, Father, an awesome people, Father. We thank you, God, that you bless us with the ability to create with godly understanding and discretion. Father, we thank you that we, Father, utilize the creative power that you've given us as the ability to, as a strong arm ability to move your kingdom forward with love, with peace, and with understanding. And Father, I thank you, Father, that all of our listeners are blessed, that Father, that they increase and they multiply, that Father, their finances are secure, and that Father, you provide provision for them. In Jesus' name, cover them and bless them. I plead Psalm 91 of protection over them. And I thank you, God, that everything is well with them. In Jesus' name, amen. So thank y'all so much for listening to our second episode. Hey, our second episode of Go Creator Go. I'm Antoine Bean, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Peace. Go Creator Go is created at Triumph Media Works Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. Follow us on Facebook and our group Go Creator Go.